Hi, Jasmine. It's Dina.
Sorry, Miss Dina. I was on a call with a patient.
Oh, all good. I was speaking with this case that you sent me, Coquila. Okay. First of all, how did you understand her? I can barely understand where she's at.
Yeah, she's Indian, very heavy accent. You just have to have her slow down a little bit. But let me tell you what's happening. Why you didn't touch the first one, the hand first?
The who?
There's two referrals I sent you for transfers. Andre Hand.
Okay. I'll call Andre after.
Okay, because this is a very complicated case. All right. So let me tell you what's happening with Coquila. Coquila is a patient. She's from India. Mm-hmm. And her families are all prominent doctors. Okay. She lives with her daughter. Her daughter and another person are doing multiple shifts to cover the 24-hour care.
Mm-hmm.
From my understanding, she's going to roll over her 74 hours, and the other lady that does the cooking is going to roll over her other remaining 54.
Okay.
Now, there's family members in the home that other daughters and other sons that are having her clock in and out for them, and she refuses to continue to do so because she has a master's degree in education and knows that what they're doing is fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I didn't want to touch that subject too much because that's out of our control. That's none of our business. Okay?
No,
our business is rolling over the hours to our agency. That's all we're concerned about. We can't get into family matters, okay? But she will try to discuss it because obviously it's something that it's terrifying her.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just got to keep her focused on doing the referral and the transfer.
Okay.
What else?
All right, and the service coordinator.
Uh-huh.
She said that it's her old one.
Oh, you spoke to her, service coordinator?
No, I didn't, but she said that I pulled up the service coordinator to Shira, and she said that it's the old service coordinator, so I'm still going to try to call her to see if she has any information. But when I speak with the service coordinator, should I mention anything about the fraud or no?
I was actually debating that, but I think we should because it's a big problem.
Right.
You should let her know that, you know, that she spoke to us directly, that she wants to transfer her hours to our agency because she's having, you know, issues at home with the family members not giving her actual pay. I don't know what they're doing, but they're not giving her a pay stub. They're basically pulling in the money, and they're just giving her what they want every 2 weeks.
Right.
And I told her that that's not the way we do things, that she should have her direct deposit. Every hour that she clocks in, she's going to get paid, and it's going to be sent to her direct deposit. I mean, she sees her money weekly, and that this shouldn't be happening. It's not appropriate.
No.
So we can discuss this with the service coordinator just so she knows the dynamics of what's happening. You could tell them the other family members are having her illegally clock her in and out, and she refuses to do that. And because she refuses to do that, they're threatening to take the mom away.
Oh, wow.
That's what they're doing. They're threatening to take the mom away.
Okay.
So she's scared to death because the mom is super old and she's super old, but she's the only one that really does anything for the mom. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of an abuse type of situation, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
We just got to be mindful. That's why I kind of wrote it in. And I was going to call you. It's just I was on another call. So just to explain to you in deep.
Okay.
I was on the phone with her for over 40 minutes, just trying to understand her because it's a heavy accent. So.
Yeah, I was having hard. But you got a lot of information out of that. Okay, good. That
I
clarifies
did.
A lot of
I things. I got as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, great. So I'm going to try to get in contact with the service coordinator about this.
Yeah, and just let her know, listen, you know, this happens. First of all, this is happening a lot in a lot of families.
Oh,
so this
is
why they're changing the structure of the CDS program because of this very nature.
Exactly. That's why they did it in New York for this.
Yeah. This the robbing, the stealing, it's out of control. And then the sad part is that at least this lady is getting the help she needs. Other families just abandon them and take the money. I don't understand this.
Crazy.
How could you have the heart? Yeah.
It's crazy. Wow.
But whatever, Dina. We're not here to save the world. We're just here to do one day at a time, okay?
Okay. All right. I'll try to get
so
in touch with
you. Do what you can on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you have another one, too. He's super sweet, young guy. He caught a massive heart attack during COVID, and he's been, like, all messed up since.
Okay.
All right. He's ready. He's ready. He just needs a caregiver. He doesn't want to come. He wants to start with the agency fresh. He doesn't want the caregivers that have been being sent to him. I offered to hire his caregiver that's at the home now. Also, he says that he has an active waiver, but I don't see it in promise.
Okay. So we'll call Keystone and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, and I sent you the service coordinator's name and number, and I also told him to follow up and let them know that I don't see the waiver in promise. It might be there. I just don't see it.
All right. Okay.
All right, Dina. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.